Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Tshumas daf Ayin Beis, and we are starting about the third line with the words Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abayi and the Vilna Tzurus daf. It's on Mem Amud Beis, almost near the end of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we've been talking about this kohen who did have avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and then afterwards it was discovered that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza, which means that he's a chalal and he's allowed to do avodah. And we had said that according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, anything that he did up until his discovery is kosher, and we don't passel it. So Gemara tells us as follows: Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abayi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks, "Va'afal inyan shad." Do we say this even in regards to other things? For example, Makabel v'achkach zayrek, Kaimetz v'achkach makter, Mazev v'achkach zayref, that's proper girsa. And all these three things. Let's say he did Kabbalah Sadam. He shechted the carbon, he caught the blood in a vessel, and just then it was discovered he was a chalal. Is he allowed to be zarek the dam? Could he sprinkle it on the Mizbeach? Or let's say he was dealing with the carbon mincha, and he did the kmitza. He took the fistful that he's supposed to do, and then he was discovered to be a chalal. Is he allowed to be makter that Kaimetz? Or what about if he was Mazev the water, the para, duma to somebody, and then he was discovered to be a chalal? Are we allowed to be zarek the para? So if he says, "B'shem Rav Yitzchak, min ma de tani, from that which was taught in the Braisa, asu asak kechatzis gzula shaloi noidel rabim, we treat it like a stolen chatas that people don't know, she mechaperes, it is mechaper." And there's a whole discussion regarding bring a carbon chatas that turned out to be stolen. Still, we say it's a kosher carbon and it's mechaper. Hada'am, this tells us, shumakabal vachach zarek, kaimetz vachach makter, sarif vachach maze, that when he started that vaida and he was considered a kosher kain then, and only afterwards, after he did the Kabbalah, or after he started that vaida with the para aduma, it was discovered that he was a chalal, he's allowed to continue. Now we have another similar question, but here we have to have a little bit of an introduction. We know that if a person kills b'shaygeg, he runs to the Ir Miklat and he has to remain there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now let's say Bezdin Paskin that he has to go to the Ir Miklat and then the Kohen Gadol died. He doesn't even need to go. But let's say Bezdin Paskin that he has to go to the Ir Miklat and there was no Kohen Gadol at the time. Let's say the Kohen Gadol had previously died and they hadn't appointed a new one. So his Psak Din that he has to go to Ir Miklat came out when there was no Kohen Gadol in office. In this situation, he has to go to the Ir Miklat and he's never allowed to leave. Now understanding that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi Yushem Rabbi Yitzchak Shal, he asks the following question: the Kohen Gadol was serving, and it turned out that the Kohen Gadol himself was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. He was a Chalal, which means that he was Pasol. So Mat Avid Lay, how do you treat a guy whose psak is that he has to go to the Ir Miklat? Is it like the Kohen Gadol died right now because he was just turned into a Chalal, and that means that the Ritzach can leave the Ir Miklat and go back to his place? Or is it like he had a Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol? And then he would never leave the Ir Miklat. Because maybe we go retroactively and we say, look, when this guy's Din was paskined, the Kohen Gadol was really a Chalal already then, and that means his Din was paskined without a Kohen Gadol, so he's never allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. So Gemar tells us, Nishmin Rahadol, let's learn from the following. And there's a very long Braisa, which at the end, we're going to have an answer. There's a story with a pool of water in Yavne, and this was known to be a Kasher Mikvah. Something happened to it, and they measured it, and they saw that it was missing water. It wasn't 40 saw, which means it wasn't a kosher mikvah. And Reb Tarfon was matar anything that was used in that mikvah. So if Kalim were immersed in the mikvah, he said, don't worry, they're tahar. If people immersed in the mikvah, he said, don't worry, you're tahar. Whereas Reb Akiva said that no, anything that was immersed in this mikvah is tameh. So I'm based on top. I'm Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said, HaMikvah zeh b'chaskas tara. This mikvah was always b'chaskas tara. We always knew that it was tahar. So la'olam hu b'tara asai ad shiva d'shachaser. That means it's always considered in its tahar state, which means we assume that it always was a kosher mikvah up until we discover that it's missing water, which is right now. So that means that anything that was immersed in the mikvah up until right now is really okay. So Rabbi Kiva responded to him and said, HaTameh Azeh B'chaskas Toma. This Tameh, this person or these Kalim, they're B'chaskas Toma. We know for sure that they are Tameh. So La'ilm Hubitumasai, we say that the person himself or the Kalim, they're always in their state of Toma, Achiva the Shetaher, until you know for sure that they immersed in a kosher mikvah. And we don't know for sure that this was a kosher mikvah. So Rabbi Tarfon responded to Rabbi Kiva, L'maz Daimer, what's this comparable to? To a kain who's serving on his back, and it turns out that he's a chalal, shavadasek shera. His avodah that he did up until now was kosher. So Rabbi Kiva responded to him, Lamaza daima, what's it comparable to? To a kain who's serving on his back, and it turns out that he's balmum, shavadasek psula. In that case, his avodah is puzzle. Similarly, Rabbi Tarfon told him, Ma Akiva, ani madam alay leben grusha, vat madam alay lebalmum. I compare this mikvah to the case of ben grusha ben chalutza. You compare it to the case of balmum. Near lemi daima. Let's see what's more comparable to. Im leben grusha hu daima, nilam denim ben grusha. In this case of the mikvah is like the Ben Grusha case, so then we're going to learn from the Ben Grusha case to say that everything that was immersed in the mikvah up until now is kosher, and if we're going to compare it to the Balmum case, so we're going to say like you, Rabbi Kiva, that anything immersed in the mikvah up until now is Tameh. So I'm like, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfon, I'm going to show you how I'm right. Mikvah psulei begufai, ubalmum psulei begufai. A mikvah that's missing water, the psul is in the guf of the mikvah. There's a problem with the mikvah itself, and so too with the kain who's a Balmum, there's a problem with the kain himself. And v'ayichich Ben Grusha, don't bring bring a proof from the case of Ben Grusha, Shepsule Machos Acherim. The reason why he's pasul is because of other people. His mother was pasul, so he's pasul. And that's not a psul begufai. And Rabbi Kiva continues, Mikvah psul biyachid. A mikvah can become pasul with a yachid, meaning even if one aid comes and says that this mikvah is missing water, we'll believe him. And a balmum psul biyachid, a balmum also. We're going to believe one aid to say that a kain is a balmum. Fa'ayachir Ben Grusha, Shepsule Bebezdin. Don't bring a raya from a Ben Grusha that the only way we can make a kain pasul by saying that he's a Ben Grusha is if we have Bezdin sitting and making an official statement that he's a Ben Grusha. Based off these arguments of Rabbi Kiva, Vinimnu Allah Vitimu, the Chacham sat down and they voted and they were matame everything that was immersed in this mikvah, like Rabbi Kiva. And Amar Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon responds to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Haparish Mimcha, Kaparish Mechayev, someone who separates from you, if they leave you and they don't stick to you and learn your Torah, it's like he's separating from his life. So now that we have this whole braisa, we can have an answer to our question. Amar Rabbi Yesu said, Zayis Ameris, this tells us, Hoya Aminu Makar Vagam Mizbeach, let's say the Kohen Gadol, he's being Makar Vagam Mizbeach, meaning we think that he's a Kohen Gadol, Vinaydishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and then it turns out that he's a Chalal, Shavaydosak Shera, Adshi Pasal Bebezdin, that his Avaydah is Kasher until he becomes Pasal by Bezdin. And this is really what we've been learning up until now, and we learned this yesterday as well, that the only way we make a Kohen of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is if we officially have Bezdin saying so. And up until the moment that Bezdin comes out with his Psaak, this Kohen, or this Kohen Gadol in our case, is considered a full-fledged Kohen, and therefore, once this Psaak comes out that he's a Chalal and he's not a Kasher Kohen, so it's like the Kohen Gadol died and the person in the Yer Miklat goes free. Now we learn nothing as well from this Braisa. Hada Amr, this also tells us that Safik Tame, Safik Balmum, if a Kohen is Safik Tame or he's a Safik Balmum, Avidase Psula, that's a proper Girsa, his Avidah is Pasul. And why is that? Da'at Medami Leila Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. In the original argument, Reb Tarfon compares the case of the Mikvah to the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And that's why he says that everything that was immersed in the Mikvah up until now was Kasher. Aval Medami Leila Balmum. But in the original argument, even Reb Tarfon agrees that if we were to compare the mikveh case to the case of a kohen who's a bal mum, avodah psula. Of course, the avodah is pasul. Mikvah loy safek hu? And isn't the case of a mikvah a safek? Because we're besafek when the mikvah lost its water. So the whole mikvah itself is a case of safek. And still, if we were to compare it to the case of bal mum, we would say that it's pasul. And that means if we have a kohen who's a safek bal mum, his avodah also would be pasul. And one last thing that we learned from the Braisa, Amar Chanin or Chanina says, Zayis Emeris also tells us that psul mishpacha tzarech bezdin. If we want to pasul someone's family, we want to say this kohen is not miyoches and he's a chalal. We need an official psak from Bezdin, and we can't just change the status of his based off of one aid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.